So welcome, everyone, to the Mastery Business Circle. And this is our first call, and it's on articulating your message. This is Adela Rubio, your playground facilitator. And before we get started, let's just take a moment to take a nice deep breath and exhale. And just feel yourself coming more online. It's as if all inside of you, the lights are just coming on. Almost as if you were looking at a networking image and all the computers are coming on, fully operational, super connected. And take another nice deep breath and exhale. And just feel the collaboration of our playing together. This may be a little different than what you may have experienced before in terms of a training or a curriculum. This is a collaborative creation. And so I definitely have places that I want to take you to. But depending on how you decide, how you choose to show up, we can have a totally different kind of experience. So take a nice deep breath. And on that exhale, just feel yourself fluidly expansive, anchored in the here and now loosely. Sometimes I imagine that it feels like walking on tectonic plates, so that the plates themselves move and I feel some sensation of certainty in the present moment within the movement. And knowing that the adventure of your business is a living creation. It is a being, it is an entity, it has its own essence. So take a nice deep breath and exhale that essence right in front of you. And just notice the vibrancy of your business essence right now. Notice whether it feels sparkly and alive. Notice whether it's at the precipice of just coming into being and there are certain things that are ready to pop. And notice how there may be other things that are still in percolation, that are still in movement. And that no matter where you are, you can step fully into the essence of this business right now. Take a nice deep breath. And on that exhale, feel yourself expanding as this business essence expands into what's possible during our six-month period together. Feel that sparkling potential of that business in being. And allow yourself to open completely to the flow of your own becoming as a consequence of this intention with your business. Take a nice deep breath. And on the exhale, as if your breath were coloring your business essence with its essence, just allow it to flow and move and ripple it into whatever becoming is next. And notice how that rippling intention creates a movement within yourself in your own becoming to expand capacity, experience, sensing, knowing, and feel this becoming of you coming online. Take another nice deep breath and exhale and allow yourself to fully expand into it, not having to intellectually know what that looks like yet, and yet feeling the certainty of it. Take a moment to notice the collective ripple of each of our leaderful, essential energies as we step into being the yes of our business. And notice the collective energy of each one of us coming on, saying yes to more and to what's next. Take one more deep breath. And exhale. And just relax into the moment. Allow whatever intention we've just launched, the movement of it, allow it to occur however it needs to occur. So there are quite a number of us already on the line, and I do want to get started. So there were a couple of things that I wanted to start us off with, and how to make this a really powerful program. I've included a lot in this program, and that is by design. The design is that full immersion creates quantum movement. And full immersion does not necessarily mean doing a lot. It just means a full immersion. And so as part of this program, you do have access to the inner game content. And I'm just putting finishing touches on the activation guide from our call last week. And the recording is up. So I urge you to play and explore the inner aspect. It will be a different adventure if you do. You will be able to move at extraordinary speed without a lot of effort. A lot of what I've come to know, a lot of what I've come to experience, is that a collaboration is a much quicker avenue to transformation. Aligned creative community is a fast track to really bringing whatever it is that you want to create into being. And so that is the model that I will be using on these calls. I'm very energetic, as many of you know. And so whether my energy language resonates for you or not, just notice how you feel. My whole intention is for you to be your own brilliance, to show up masterfully and bring your work into the world in a way that's profitable, abundant, delicious, creative, fun, and is you. And so that's going to require you to unleash more and more and more. And the inner game stuff, the inner game training is going to support you in that. I'll also be sharing interviews that I've done through the Conscious Business Telesummit, and I'll also be sharing other calls with you as I see the need to have them. I've already got some things lined up that I think will be really powerful for you. And so there's a lot on offer. So check in every opportunity and everything that I do. There's no program that I do, there's nothing that I do that I don't ask you to step into your full knowing and your own authority and check in and choose for yourself. So in this program, likewise, I will invite you and make suggestions based on my own experience of what has created movement for me and for my clients. You always have to check into your own knowing and see what's right for you. That is the most powerful way to engage anything. And so in the coaching calls, on the calls, as I see an opportunity to create an invitation, I will invite you to orient differently around something if I see that it's an opportunity. So know that those coaching opportunities will exist throughout this program. Now, the other thing is the Q&A calls are geared specifically to really dive in and have one-on-one interaction with me in a group format, and also to learn from other folks and what they're experiencing. It won't be so much an opportunity for doing a lot of different check-ins. I really want to be laser-like and help as many people one-on-one during those group sessions. I've set up some other formats. We've got some wonderful opportunities to play together. I had called it a study group a little while back, but a new name came into being as I started playing around with this, and as I met with the four lovely folks who are going to be facilitating these calls. So there's two ways to further deepen the experience. 6 months may seem like a long time, but it's really not that long. And if I am to deliver on the promise of this program, it's a full engagement. And again, the full engagement has to do with your energy. So again, on all of these things, check in, and I will urge you to participate in as many as call your name. And I will also say that this does not happen in isolation. You're not going to get your essential message on your own. You already know that. I think that's why you've signed on for this program. So the more opportunities you get to be in conversation, in exploration, in questioning, in engaging the content, the more that you're going to be in movement. You may find that certain topics are really going to call you front and center more, and you're going to be like, my God, I really need to be all over this. And others you may feel like you can pull back from the content and, you know, just dip in to a certain extent. So just be aware of that and check in. I'm almost done with setting up the forum. And the forum is where we're going to do a lot of the in-between interaction and where we're going to continue to move things. And I've created separate groups for separate things. So we do have this wonderful Activation Mastermind opportunity where four lovely leaders have stepped up to facilitate the calls. And they're going to be facilitated in the style of each person within a framework that we've created together. And this framework is something that will continue to evolve as we engage in these opportunities to come together. So it is a collective creation. We each create it. And this is all about each one of us stepping up fully into our energy, fully into our power, and embodying as much as is possible in every moment, in the invitation in each moment. So the four folks who are going to be having fun with us are Joanne, Seuss, Tanya, and Sheila. And we just had a call this morning, and we were all super hyped up. And so we're going to have an invitational call next Wednesday at 9 a.m. We will record the call just in case some folks can't make it, Wednesday, June the 16th. And I'll introduce our facilitators, and also we'll introduce the scaffolding, because you folks know that that's how I work, the scaffolding. And the idea is that this is an opportunity to get not only, you know, some one-on-one time to articulate the worksheets and the exercises that we're doing and the work that we do together on the calls, but also an opportunity to use the collective brain trust, the collective energy of a group to help move you into more. The other thing that I also recommend are Power Pals and Power Triads. And so I'm going to go into both of those things on that call next week. I've got plenty of suggestions. Whether you are a trained coach or not isn't really even an issue. We all have the capacity for deep listening, authentic engagement, and powerful questions. And so I will be guiding you as to how you can navigate those relationships and how you can use that time with a Power Pal or a Power Triad or the Activation Masterminds. How you can really use it as a powerful experience, not only for yourself, but for everyone. So I'll be sharing plenty of details. I'll have handouts and guidelines for all of that stuff by next week. So I won't go too deeply into the relationship things and how we can explore that, because that's what I'll be using the call next week for. So if you really want to take advantage of the program, I urge you to be on that call. If you can't be on the call next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern, then you can listen to the recording. And unfortunately, that was the only time that all five of us could get together and be on the phone. So we'll be doing that next week. So let me just go into three things that I think are really, really essential around articulating your message. This is one of the places that I've seen and that I've noticed that most people get stuck in, and I think that this is the core of the reason why businesses aren't really successful, profitable, attracting traffic, joint venture partners, making money, you know, all of the reasons that your business may not be soaring, I think is really tied in to this message piece. I think that one of the things is that we play it safe. I've been talking about this week. We play it really safe. We go with the surface things that occur that show up, and we don't really deeply dig and excavate to the brilliance, the uniqueness. There's something that's really, really different about you. And it's not entirely your fault, because I don't think that this is something that you can do in isolation. You can't see yourself fully. And so these opportunities to engage, the worksheets, are about a witnessing. It's just a format, a template that we can use to facilitate witnessing of someone's brilliance and digging and excavating and getting to the core of what's really brilliant and what's really different about you. And most of the time, this excavation of, like, your true brilliance, your true essence, can only be facilitated by a trusted partner. So that's why these opportunities to come together, the Activation Mastermind, the Power Pals, or triads, are really, really important. It's something that we will be building these connections over time. And so it will be a powerful place for you to explore being seen and seeing others. Because on your own, it's just really difficult to go beyond the surface. And more often than not, we dismiss the things that come naturally to us and that we're brilliant at. And this is the key thing here. That thing that's your brilliance is what creates transformation. I want to say that again. Your brilliance elicits the brilliance of another. And the brilliance of another, when they get who they are, creates a transformation, creates a breakthrough. And it's a breakthrough in awareness. It's not anything that's changing or shifting in the essence of that person. It's a recognition of who they are. And more often than not, it is through being recognized by others that we come to see ourselves. And I know that many of you have experienced this in some form already. So transformation occurs for others just by virtue of being with you when you're in your brilliance. You know, it's like it's an energy thing. It's a resonance thing, like a tuning fork. Folks can vibe into their own brilliance when you are in yours. And that's why it's so compelling and attractive. And that's why people will come to work with you. Right? So I'm going to ask you to trust the process. This isn't linear. It's going to be evolving. Even in the 6 months, you're going to have a pretty good sense. We're going to get to a pretty good place. But I will tell you that it will continue to evolve as you evolve and as you move in your own business. So before I dive into anything else, I wanted to stop and check in to see if there were any questions. So if you have any questions, any thoughts, if you want to check in, that would be great. Anyone? And it's *7 to unmute.
Hi, Adele. It's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
I was just wondering if you could just explain again what that call is going to be next week, exactly what's happening on that call on Wednesday morning.
On Wednesday morning, what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce the four folks who have stepped up. I created an invitation. This was, well, I don't know, at the beginning when I launched the program, and I asked folks if they wanted to facilitate leading a group. And so the idea of the group is we've got these worksheets. There's going to be play every month around things that you can step into action around. And so this is going to be another opportunity where you can get more informed around that. So the groups are, they're going to be small groups. And I'm going to ask folks to see who they resonate with. That's the whole idea, is to get an experience of what a group would, what would occur in a group. So I'll do, you know, some coaching with the gals that are going to be facilitating. And then we'll do like check-ins from, so we're actually going to model, that's what we're going to do, Paul. We're going to model what that group will look like when you break off and you decide who you want to partner up with in the group. And it's Joanne and Sheila and Tanya and Seuss that are going to be leading the groups. If anybody else wants to lead, you're welcome to step up and if you want to, if anyone wants to add, because there's enough people that we can make them really small groups, and it would be great. So then what I'm going to ask people to do is just see, you know, who feels resonant for you, who feels like would be a great person that you want to be in their group. And then once the group comes together and you'll just join their group on the forum, then that group will decide what time they meet. And then that group basically runs on its own throughout the whole program, and it'll be another place to check in and work the content and create connections. And it can be like a mastermind, another way to just really move the content and get you into activation around your business.
Okay.
Did that help?
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm hesitant to make anything mandatory because, you know, your energy has to be engaged. But I know that things work much, much quicker if you're in an aligned group. And that is the secret of a lot of really successful people is a mastermind. So, and I will be making suggestions, of course. That's what that call is all about, of how to make it a powerful experience. And I think it's based on three things: deep listening, authentic engagement, and powerful questions. Of course, contribution also. Any other questions? Thoughts? Okay. Well, then I'm going to continue. And we all will check in before the end of the call. So everyone will get an opportunity to check in on the call. So I just wanted to go into just a little bit of an overview around the essential message process. I think I've mentioned to some folks, I don't know everyone, but I'm actually doing a training with Michelle Naray on this specific content. And I'm almost done, actually. I think we've got two more calls, and then I'm done with him. Well, actually done with the training, but not done with Michelle. And it's an 8-week training. It's an 8-week training. It's an 8-week process to articulate your message. I don't think it has to take 8 weeks. And so what I've done is I've extracted, I think, the really important bits so that we can get enough of a feel and a sense for your essential message during this month. And that's why the weekly engagement, the regular engagement is really essential. If you only give this, you know, a couple of hours during the whole month, you're not going to probably, not that it can't happen, but probably you're going to need more engagement of it. And so that's why I urge you with this Articulate Your Message worksheet is to partner up with as many people as you can, and you'll be able to partner with folks up. There'll be a spot for that up on the forum. Partner with as many people as you can and do like a one-on-one session. And it doesn't have to take more than 30 minutes each. You could actually really pare it down and get laserly and do it 15 minutes. Even if you did like 15 minutes, you'd be surprised. And I would err on the side of brevity instead of getting into, you know, like this big whole, you know, story conversation. Err on the side of brevity and work with as many people as possible. And that's some of what I'll be modeling on the call next week is, you know, how to work with folks. So you don't have to be a trained coach again, as I said. It's pretty easy to deeply listen and engage and ask questions and reflect back what you hear. So we're just going to dive in as much as possible. So there's three things that I think we're going to play with this month that I think are really key on helping you get your essential message. One of them is your essence. That's your brilliance, and it also, for me, encompasses your style of delivery. There are certain environments in which you're going to show up brilliantly. There are certain types of experiences where your strengths are going to come alive more than others. And so that's some of what we want to get during this time together, is really articulate that. I did a I've got another worksheet that I've got for you guys on the, your why, which is around the story. That's the second piece. That's another thing that some people call it your platform and your hook, but your why, to me, is what is going to have you keep showing up in your business no matter what's occurring, no matter what the challenge, the problem, the stumbling block. That why is going to be the juice that's going to fuel your business. It's going to fuel you, and it's also going to position you powerfully as an expert to resolve a specific issue. And so we're going to dive into that also. And then the third thing is your business essence. If we're thinking as your business, as a living entity. So I've already created a worksheet on your perfect match. And my idea with this, people call it ideal client, and things like that. I find, for me, perfect match feels a little bit better. Because it's not something that you need another training on. Like right now where you are, who you are, what you've lived, what you've experienced, everything that you know, all the skills, all the gifts, even all the things that you've got on your hard drive in terms of things that you've written or programs that you've led, all of that can be used to create something really, really powerful. All of that positions you perfectly for someone who's got a very, very specific problem that you're brilliant at resolving. And so those are the three elements that I think we can powerfully explore this month, and that we can come up with a succinct message by the end of the month. And the succinct message is going to be the really, really, really great statement. I'm going to actually give you a formula for articulating that. And again, these are devices. Once you get what you're really brilliant at, you'll be able to speak to anybody about it without having a formula, because you'll know who you serve, you'll know what core problem you solve, and you'll know how you're brilliant at delivering it. So those are the three things that I'd like for us to get during this month. So any questions or thoughts on that piece of the call yet? Star 7 gets you unmuted.
Sheila, Adele, I just wanted to acknowledge you and say how awesome it sounds. And I can really see where it can funnel down as much with all the different courses and everything else. It sounds like this has really worked through, and I love the way you have the people connection put in there. It's so important.
Yeah, thank you, Sheila. I'll tell you, that's the biggest, another really, really big problem, aside from just barely scratching the surface of what you're brilliant at. The other piece is that it's all in the intellect, and it's not in the experience. It's in the engagement that you're going to be able to explore, and you're going to get hits. You're going to get intuitive hits, or somebody's going to say something to you that you've never noticed about yourself. Or as a consequence of a phone call, like you came back to me this morning after our call, and you were really excited, and you wrote something to me, and it came out, I swear, it had a red flag all over it. I'm like, oh, my God. This is so key for Sheila. You know, this sentence of, I love, love, love making discoveries. There was so much excitement in your email. I'm like, yeah, this needs to be a piece of how you work. That's an essential aspect of you. You come alive in that. You get excited. Your energy flows. So this is not linear, folks. And so the opportunity to experience yourself and experience one another and be in this collective intention over and over and over again every single week, every single week there'll be an opportunity to play. And several times a week there are going to be opportunities to play. And so the more that you engage, again, it's not about overwhelm. It's about experiencing. So even if you do the worksheet and you feel like, because this is, I don't know if anybody's experienced this so far, but maybe when you were filling out the worksheet, you felt like, blah, 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 blah. You know I did when I was filling it out. I was just so bored with myself. I was like, God, this is the same crap I've been writing for the last 6 months. You know, and then I would show up, and in a coaching conversation, someone else could dig and see the bits. Someone else could mirror something for me that I didn't see in the blah, blah. So this is the important thing about this engagement and the connection, Sheila. So thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're getting it and that it's resonant for you. Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You. More enthusiastic on that. Thank you, Adela.
You're welcome, honey. Wonderful. Anyone else? Okay, great. So I thought we'd just take the opportunity to do some what I call, you know, energy explorations. And so it's about just experiencing ourselves as the more of who we really are. So we're not only, you know, bodies, but we're this expansive energy that's in constant movement. And so many of you are artists on many levels, but you're all highly creative beings. And so it's about accessing this aspect of you that's highly creational, which is life source. Life source is always moving through you. Life source is always partnering with you, and it always wants to express. And so this desire that you have, this wanting for a business, is the creative spark moving through you. You wouldn't be investing your time, your energy. I know you've already invested money with me, and I know that you've invested money with many, many people around your business already. So this wouldn't be still here if this weren't up for you, if this weren't part of your creative landscape, of your life artistry. So it's about just opening to that life artist within you, to that creative being that wants to express and wants to soar and wants to be. And so we're just going to tap into your business around that, and I'm going to take you through just a guided exploration of your business. And you can sit back for this one because we might be here a little bit. And then after we go through this exploration, I'm going to stop and we'll check in. And I'd like to check in with folks around their explorations. And then I'll have an opportunity probably to coach one, maybe two people around the Articulate Your Message worksheet. So each training that we do, and again, depending on what's occurring, just so that you know, in case you hadn't noticed by now, I work very free flow, very creative. I usually have a scaffolding, and for me, it's more about the artistry of movement, of dynamic creation, of what occurs as we come on the call and what I feel and sense, combined with how you express and you collaborate with me, which is why the interaction is key. So every time that I stop and I check in, you should be checking in and seeing if there's something here for you to contribute in terms of a question or a comment or something that you can see more that perhaps I'm not seeing yet and would actually contribute to our experience together. So I work very free flow. I think most of you know this by now. And in every moment, it's always an invitation that I'm going to make, and always in every moment, you are the one that knows whether it's a yes for you or no. And if my language, don't be constrained by my language. Feel into the energy of what I'm actually connecting to with you. and go with that. You have full access to your own knowing, and your creativity is boundless. So take a nice deep breath and exhale. And take another nice deep breath and exhale. One more deep breath. And exhale. And I will tell you that I use the breath in a way that just has me accessing more. So maybe on the first inhale, I fully connect to myself and I allow myself to ripple energetically beyond my skin as big as the universe. Then maybe on the second breath, I might connect to those of us that are in collaboration. And it's not only the folks on this call, but it's everyone else who's up for the authentic articulation of a business message. And then the third breath might be the connective collaboration with all that is. And so something even more glorious, more magnificent may arise than even your authentic message. And so we're always open to whatever wants to move through us. And so take another nice deep breath and exhale. And just notice the place in your body or your being where the flame of your essence lives. Like the pilot light on your stove. It's always lit. The flames may not be on. You know, the burners, they may not be, you know, at full tilt. But that spark, that pilot light is on. And that pilot light is how and where you are sourced from. And it's never ending. It's infinite. It's boundless. And this boundlessness, this no-thingness, wants to come into being, wants to know itself in its myriadly wondrous ways, in its infinite expressions. And you are a unique stream of infinite expression. And as this unique stream, this unique essence, you have infinite energy for expression. Creation. And everything is a collaboration. There is no place where you are alone. Even as this infinite, ever-sourced essence, you are in partnership with life, being sourced uniquely through your specific, unique essence. Allow that pilot flame of your essence to embody you completely. And as the flame arises and expands and encompasses your whole being, it burns away the old just by virtue of being in what's true. The what's true of you is here, palpable, present, alive, pulsating with life, urging, longing to be known. And feel yourself as this essence, this eternal flame of life. And notice the brilliance that is you. Allow yourself to experience vignettes of moments and memories and remembrances of your brilliance come alive. And feel that brilliance coming from this eternal flame of your essence. As sparks of brilliance, these little tiny flames just pouring through, coming up. And within each one of those flames, you can see and feel and sense and remember who you are. And the moments when you've remembered who you are and just been brilliantly, boundlessly unleashed you. And notice who you were being. What were you doing? Who were you with? Where were you? And why were you in your fullness? And so just allow yourself to be fully, fully drenched in these infinite flames of brilliance of you. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And notice the new flames of brilliance coming into being now. The infinitely new ways that life wants to partner with you. The infinite ways in which your brilliance is the just-in-time solution for someone's unawareness, for someone's moment of gap, for someone's moment of connection, for someone's moment of breakthrough and transformation. And feel yourself as this just-in-time flame of truth, flame of essence, alivening you as you aliven others into their brilliance. And just notice what those things are. Notice the adventures that you have explored, who you have become, and the things that you have brilliantly bridged in your becoming from who you were to who you are now. And so notice that those people who you are the just-in-time answer to resonate to the energy of who you were. And notice what those things are that troubled you, that you agonized over, that created suffering for you, that were actually a call to potential, that were actually a call to a breakthrough, to a new way of being, that were actually a call to a transformation, a vibing up. And so notice the gift of your brilliance to another in bridging that gap quickly, knowing that you can map the way because you know the problem. You know that state of being intimately. You know it deeply. You know it profoundly. You know all the spaces and the crevices where it lives and where it moves. And you know how it can find its way to a new way of being. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And feel in your body the big question, the big why, the rocket fuel of what propels you through the gap. And notice that in all the gaps that you've traversed and all the breakthroughs that you've experienced, there's always been a through line. And each of these transformations, each of these breakthroughs have clarified and illuminated the essence of this why. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale and allow the why to arise as a big question mark. And travel that question mark with your being, with your body. And just become the question. Become the why. And the why is a curious exploration. It's a yearning for an answer that wants to become. The why is what has not yet occurred, its potential, seeking your engagement, wanting your partnership. The why, the question, is what you live into with every action that you take in your business. Your business is the answer to the why. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And so just allow the energy of this exploration to flow in its most open pathway without your need to direct, knowing that every aspect of you has immense intelligence and that all you have to do is create an intention of exploration and engagement, and the energy will move and guide you. And so notice during the rest of this call, or in the rest of the week, or the rest of the month, how this exploration will come into being. So it's not a seeking or a finding. It's an occurring that you'll notice as you're ready to embrace the next piece, the next bit comes into your awareness, and you'll get to experience and expand it even more. And it will integrate fully in activating your essential message. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. One more deep breath. And exhale. One last breath. Feeling yourself fully connected to the movement of our connection. And exhale. And so I'd just like to take a moment to check in with folks who are on the call. Let's just do a quick knit around. Anything around that exploration that may have popped for you, or anything else that you want to share. And star 7 will get you on the line.
It's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. I was just wondering, I had some difficulty like in following you.
Mm-hmm.
So if I miss something, then the rest of it is hard to stay with because I missed something earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So the why that we were in getting in touch with, what was the why again?
The why for me is the rocket fuel of what's actually having you show up in your business.
Why I do what I do.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even go with that external why. And so, Paul, what I'm actually going to split out this this energy, this guided energy thing. Was it that you didn't hear me?
Well, I heard it, but it doesn't.
It didn't make sense.
Didn't make sense, or if there wasn't enough time for me to grab something and get an answer, and so that the next thing I couldn't build on it and then just get lost.
Okay, so what I'd like you to play with, because this isn't an exercise of the intellect, it's more an experience, and so whatever you capture, whatever you get, is perfect. Um, in terms of understanding intellectually the why of how I'm framing the why before we actually did the experience, is it that it wasn't clear to you before I started the guided imagery?
I think that's true, too.
Yeah, I think it's true, too. Yeah. Okay, cool. So let me explain that a little bit more. Because the guided imagery is just about an experience. And so there's no right, there's no wrong. There's not about, oh, let me get this, let me get that. It's almost like you're on a ride, and whatever grabs your attention, you go with that, and you experience that. Mm-hmm. And then if there's something else that picks up and grabs your attention, then you can include it or you can go with that. It's more like a free flow. Have you ever done free flow writing? A stream of consciousness writing?
A bit, I suppose.
Yeah. So it's more like that. It's more like sparking the creative energy. And so it's not like necessarily something will show up on the call right away as a consequence. It's a matter of opening yourself up to working in a different way with your creative energy. And some people might call it imagination. And so it's just a different way of exploring, of unhooking and getting to deeper levels and deeper deeper places of exploration within you.
Yeah, so, I understand. I think I understand this, Adela.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be taking too much time here, but it's just that when you're saying isn't really. I can let go of the actual meaning of it and say, well, just let the energy of what you're saying waft over me and let whatever happens to me happen to me. I guess I can do that, or maybe I did that, but I really would like to know what was going on with what you were actually saying or what it was connected to. So I'm just a little frustrated with that.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it. And so the energy, they're not linear, and so there is no reason or rhyme to them, Paul. There's an energetic reason or rhyme, and it's not understood in the intellect whatsoever. But in terms of the why, I'll explain the why a little bit more because I think that's a really valid question. For me, the why connects with your story. And I find that the why is a much powerful because you can have lots of different stories around experiences in your life. I know that some people position this story as one of the ways that you qualify yourself as an expert, and it shows the proof. But the why to me has to do with a much deeper through line that has existed from the time you came in. Some people might call it your purpose. Right? So if I think of my why, I'll just give you an illustration. If I think of my why, a lot of the problems that I've had in my life are all connected to my why. The reason that I think that I'm, you know, depending on what your belief system is, and mine keeps changing. But let's say, for example, the reason why I came into being, the kinds of problems and challenges and issues that I've encountered in my life have all been related to this why. You know, I had a very dysfunctional family. In terms, you know, there's, you know, alcoholism in my family. I've had, you know, major problems with boundaries and authentic relationships. when I look at the problems that I've encountered, they all have to do with community and connection. That's my why.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I do, Paul, if there's an opportunity to connect, my community, my connection will call me, and I will be there no matter what. Many of you will see this evidenced by the fact that I'll stay over on calls until I've heard everyone share. Because to me, it's more important to connect and to share and to be with one another. That's my why. I'll always show up for my why. And so if your business is connected to your why, you will always have the fuel to continue to explore it. You may have moments of frustration, but as soon as you can articulate your why, it'll start making sense to you. You'll see, oh, shoot, I get it. I know why I'm, I know, and so the problems and the challenges, they almost start lining up like dominoes. And you can say, oh shoot, I can see why I had that experience, that informed this why, that shaped this why. That was an opportunity for me to refine this why, to express more fully, you know, around this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Yeah, good. Thank you for that question. And frustration for me, I just finished, well, I'm almost finished with the worksheet that I had for the inner game stuff. And so those like emotions and those thoughts, you know, it's not about dismissing them. You had a valid point. So thank you for speaking up. I really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, actually, I had some insight while you were speaking about your own story as to what my story is.
Awesome. See, that's how it works.
Yeah, and I think that I'm not sure what to do with it just yet.
Okay, good, but capture it.
Yeah,
honey, jot it down. Because this is what I'm talking about. We can't find your essential message through the front door. It's not going to come through the front door. It's going to come, you know, through these other avenues. And so that's why the engagement and the experience and the connection and the community, it's going to happen so much faster this way. You know, as we share, as each one of us shares, that's the power is in our connection. We're all aligned around this. It's powerful. We're going to move really fast like this. Thank you, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Adele, it's Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey. Yeah, that was really powerful for me, and I'm almost speechless. It's unusual for me. I just got a really big hit. You know, connection and community is really important to me as well, and with that, I got a sort of a missing piece because I've been wondering why, you know, even though connection and community is important, sometimes I get bored and, like, I'm eager to move on in certain connections that I have, and the image that came to me and the piece you just did with us was of me diving deep into the water and seeing this buried treasure, and what I got from that, just it hit pretty deep for me, was to me, the potential of buried treasure is, like, always there in relationships, you know, even in looking at my own life. And if I feel like I'm, like, in the connection, there's not the other person isn't wanting to dive deep with me and keep discovering the buried treasure that's within our relationship or within our community or within each individual, I get bored. It's more than just connection and community. It's really continuing to unearth the potential or the buried treasure, if you will. And that was really huge for me to see. It feels like a missing piece. And so thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I get that. You're definitely a deep engager, honey.
Yeah. I knew it's like that I like to engage deep, but I didn't know the
buried treasure.
I just enjoy connecting deep, you know. Like,
yeah.
But it's like, yeah, there's something I'm always digging for more.
Yeah.
And it's like, and not from a place of lack, it's from a place of, wow, there's more here, there's more potential, there's more possibility, and I don't want to coast for too long.
Yeah, and the other thing too is notice the language, like all this language, later on we can use this in your copy on your website. Mm-hmm. you know, this is all such rich content we can capture and we can use, because these are the words that are yours.
Yeah.
And these are the words that are going to connect you to your tribe and your perfect match. Because I recognize that right away. When you started talking buried treasure and getting bored, I'm like, oh, I so know what she's talking about. so I feel the same way. Yeah. Perfect, Joanne. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Adela?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
I actually wanted to chime in. When everybody was talking, I just got this image of me playing in my sandbox, and I'm starting to realize that the way I look at, I'm for the group, I'm a professional organizer, and I organize other people's things in their businesses. And I just got this image of piles of paper, and that's kind of like my sand. And I really enjoy playing with my sand. And I really enjoy getting other people to come and play in my sandbox. And I think that's, you know, what I like doing is getting my clients to come in and, you know, play in the sandbox and understand that it's not, they may be looking at the sand as sort of like jagged glass instead of me looking at it as sand and all the thing, all the possibilities we can do with sand. Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just love the image, you know, like of sand being, you know, how it breaks down. So originally it's jagged rocks and comes down and it becomes sand, and that's your playground. Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. Who's next?
This is Lori.
Hey, Lori.
I'm going to have to jump off soon, and then I'll get on a cell phone on my way somewhere else. There was a very powerful meditation, and you asked where in our bodies did this live. And it was in my second chakra, and it really surprised me. But it also doesn't surprise me at all. So it's a place of opening for me. That's a recent opening. I don't really have, quote-unquote, a business. I do some little things, but I'm, like, really moved to be here and see what's going to come through me. And so that's kind of exciting.
Great. I know. It does feel exciting. It feels like a wonderful group. Thank you, Lori, for being with us. Yeah, and this play can be used for anything in your life. It's not only a business, too. You know, to me, it's about life artistry. It really is about life artistry. And you can be your work. You can be your message. You can be your why in everything that you do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Hey,
okay, Seuss, and then who's the other person? Is it Linda?
Yeah.
Okay, so Seuss and then Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
It's funny, you're saying connection, community, my things. And then Joanne speaking about uncovering the buried treasures. Well, that's my metaphor that I use all the time. Or shedding light on the buried treasures. And what I need to add to that is that, going into the depth is really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. And I have found, and it's been very painful in my life, but now it's not anymore because I accept it. People, I see what's going on with people on a deep level, can't help it. And those who are not ready to look at their own depth, to go beyond, dive into the cold waters and explore, you know, the bottom of the iceberg, they run away from me. They scatter, you know, and run. And it's not that I talk about it. It's just, I think people just sense that, whoa, you know, there's something going on here that maybe I'm not ready to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So this was interesting because what came to me during the exploration, when I was focusing in on situations that I had been in that had caused breakthrough for me and transformation, I came up with a recent incident where I was basically stripped and felt very stripped and raw, and it was a boot camp type situation. And what resulted from it, I didn't agree with the method at all, because my whole vision was at risk of lying scattered on the ground. I was at risk of losing my vision. But I received some laser coaching from a person in our tribe, incredibly masterful, and I ended up, you know, within minutes just snapping right out of that mode. And I was thinking that really caused transformation for me, being stripped, being in boot camp. And I thought, surprising, because I don't like the idea of boot camp. What came to me afterwards when you were, in the conversation afterwards, is that it wasn't necessarily the method. It was the fact that I was being forced to look at what has been created in me, in my depth, over recent times, because we keep creating in our depth. Those moments come up when we are suddenly, someone opens the door in whatever way, and we're able to, whoa, look what grew inside me. We're able to recognize that. I think depth is my thing, you know, and no assumptions, no judgment, because it only limits.
Thank you, Suze.
A little lengthy.
Yeah. Thank you anyway, darling. Yeah. I think that there's something about, and a lot of that's going to be occurring. That's what I'm going to be inviting people to. We spoke about that a little bit this morning, about, not being indulgent with the folks that we're working with in terms of, really being for their brilliance and not for, you know, whatever yakety-yak reason may be occurring as to why you're not stepping into it. Sounds like you're ready for that bold engagement. Bold engagement, let's call it that. Thank you, Suze.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Linda?
Hi, Adela.
Hi.
Hi. I'm smiling when I'm listening to some of your language. I have in front of me the business card that I'm designing. I'm not sure it's my final, but the tagline is Artistry of Living. So,
oh, that's great.
Back. I love it. I had a beautiful image of something I've had before, but I've drawn it in full color now, of a rainbow. And I found new words also for, as you say, the why of who I am and everything I do is to find and offer back to others ways to find their own authentic expression in the world, how to bring the language of the unconscious, whatever that is for people, voices, spirit, messages of the universe, into a conscious awareness so that they can live from their knowing and a higher sense of who they are and bring it into the world to express their beautiful gifts of their soul.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, darling.
Thank you. And the why, and I thank Paul for inviting more expression of that. It really helped me find my why in the world, because I was very, very tiny before I had verbal voice, when I had to learn to, I lost my words. I gave up my words.
Mm-hmm.
So my journey's back to finding expression through my art and through my coaching and through my photography and holding people's hearts very gently.
Beautiful. I love all the specific images that you're bringing up.
Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. Yay! Great.
If there's room, I'd like to lead a group also.
Yeah, I saw that. I just saw that. So, yeah, absolutely. I think anybody who's ready for leadership, I say, come on down. because you know that as you lead a group, it's actually you're the one that benefits the most. And the way that we're leading these groups, we chatted a little bit about it this morning. I actually recorded the call. It's a very leaderful way. We're each showing up leaderfully. It's not so much about leading in the old paradigm way. It's this new way of leading where we're inviting everyone else to show up leaderfully, because that's the most powerful way for us to play. Yeah.
And that's what I've, in the past, have always taught or led, and then there was an instance that took me back to nothing I did working anymore and coming back to where I am today. So I'm taking my power back.
Yay.
Hey.
It's time. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All righty. Who's next?
I this is Tanya, and I have to say yay to taking the power back.
Thank you, Tanya.
Yeah, because I truly know I can relate to that, from, you know, so, yeah. My why, you know, first of all, I was just in the, I was basking in the energy of your voice and the celestial messages that were coming through you, you know, it felt very still. Felt very still inside of me, and I thank you for that. When I was thinking about my why, oh yeah, I went into my head, darn, you know, but it flashed back to this energy of, yeah, community, but then I said, well, wait a minute now. I'm about love, expressing love in music, expressing love in, you know, in art, in dance, in whatever form, because I, from a very young age, I had said that I was, I'll tell you what I told my mother. I told my mother that I was not from this planet. I told her I was from Venus, and I had come to this planet to show people how to love. And throughout my life, this energy of sharing love, being loved, is something that I thought was very important. I felt that was very important. I felt that sisterhood was very important. And I also felt that people, myself included, that we were here to attain our highest spiritual good, to be as magnificent, as dynamic, and as brilliant as we possibly could be with gentle motherly touches, if you will, with as much compassion as possible, no matter what it was that we went through. And I'd like to see people express that in their daily walk. It's like, no matter what you go through, it's not what you go through, but it's how you go through it. And not to hold on to stuff for too long, like holding on to the story. You know, so when we had talked and you had, you know, pulled from me the energy of being masterful at helping to shift energy, okay, the energy of being, and I'm paraphrasing this a bit, the sensual earth mother,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel all of that inside of me. And I guess when it comes to me, the why of what I do, the why of me wanting, you know, to see the sisterhood is because I know, I know inside of myself that being in a place of beauty and living that beauty is so important to helping peace to come, not only in our lives but in the world at large. So I know that I still have some gaps in how I express it and how I define it, you know, in the world, and that could be a challenge, but I know with assistance that it won't be a challenge, because sometimes I do get at a loss for words, you know.
Yeah, well, the gaps are the playgrounds, honey. That's all. They're the playground.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll always be in the playground here. There's always going to be gaps. So let's have fun with the gaps. That's what I say.
Okay.
You know, let's not make them so significant that, you know, they immobilize us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just play and explore. And right now, whatever is, you know, is as clear as it is right now, let's play with what's here. You know, the more that you step into it, the more that you activate and be your work, whatever form it is in right now, that's how it gets to evolve. It doesn't get to evolve by you thinking about it and having an idea and putting on a piece of paper and then not stepping through and doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It gets clarified as you step into it.
This is true, because that's even happening with the Diva Dialogue.
Oh, I'm sure.
that has become a diva monologue.
Yeah, you know, and we're gonna dive into that anyway. Yes, I know all about it. I had plenty of monologues myself. Just know you're going to the stages, honey. It's the monologue stage first, maybe.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm okay with that. I'm liking the process that is happening.
Yeah, and it's really cool to notice and note what are the thoughts that occur. Like, I know for me, I used to say, like, oh, my God, you so suck. Like, that was one of mine that used to come up. Or, oh, my God, I don't know enough. That was another one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And so just those things, capture them, because those are the things that you can play with during the sessions with folks, during the coaching sessions with me. Yeah, there's going to be plenty of places where we can play with all that stuff, because all that stuff, all that is the gap ready for movement. If it's coming into your awareness, if you're saying it to yourself and you're noticing it, guess what? You're ready to orient around it, around its potential.
Mm.
Yeah, fantastic. So I actually want to stop and take time to coach somebody. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to, because I've got an interview at 4 o'clock. So I know everyone hasn't checked in yet. So what I would love to do is for someone who has not checked in and who normally does not speak much or doesn't check in much, would you like to volunteer for me to just explore your worksheet with you? The next person. Star 7. And so let me just say a little something about that. I'd like to just, even though I did some coaching with Tanya a couple of weeks ago, but this is a little bit different. This is specific to the worksheet. So I just thought that it would be useful so folks can start partnering with one another and getting more juice out of this worksheet. I thought it would be useful if you could see how I might work with you on it. So so you might have some folks like to model, and so this would be a good opportunity for that. So I've asked for someone who doesn't normally speak to step up and who hasn't checked in yet. Does anybody feel like stepping up?
Adela, this is Susie. I don't know if I quite fill all those requirements.
You are the perfect one. You spoke.
Okay.
You spoke at this point, so.
Here. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, darling. Yeah, this is perfect.
Okay, good.
Go ahead. Alrighty. So let's take a nice deep breath, just kind of to create a new kind of a container for this exploration. And I know that everyone didn't get to check in. We'll see how we go. Alrighty, so notice that I didn't say, hey, mail me all your forms and all that kind of stuff, right? Because my intention is that I'd like to do this with each one of you. That's not my intention, that is a fact. It's just a fact. We will be doing it one-on-one. So, but then you can just explore how you play with other people with it and do it your own way. So tell me, Susie, when you completed the sentence, I'm really, really, really great at, what are you really, really great at, honey?
Okay, well, I had a feeling I might be missing a sphere of it, but what I sort of narrowed down to my ceramic work, and I've actually come up with a couple of other things while we've been on this call. So I came up with, I am really, really great at craftsmanship, attention to detail. I have a refined sense of beauty. I'm really good at testing and exploring to develop techniques and surfaces. The word sincerity came up, that I have a sincerity in my work. I have a natural affinity for the order and harmony of nature, and I feel I bring that into my work. Order and harmony. So that's what I came up with.
So if you were thinking of all of those things, and you were thinking of not only your work that you do with ceramics,
mm-hmm.
but you were thinking of how you show up in the world and everything else, what would be the through lines, those elements of what you're really, really great at?
I think I am really, really great at honing in on what's true and what's beautiful. I really believe, you know that Keats quote?
Mm-hmm.
Truth, truth is beauty, that's all you know on earth and all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
That really resonates for me, that truth and beauty are kind of the same or very related, and I'm really good at honing in on that. So that's one of, that's something that's a through line for me. I can hear it when people speak. I can see it in work. I can feel it in myself. And that has to do with order and harmony as well.
Okay. So, nice. I got a real strong sense of that.
Okay. And I go deep to find it. Like Joanne, I think, said before about going deep. Yeah, I love to go in the depth, as deep as I have to go to find it.
I get it. I was hearing the Diana Ross song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Ain't no matter, you know, you just, whatever it takes,
yeah,
you're there. Yeah. Yeah, I get a really strong sense of that with you, too. And so when you said honing in on what's true,
mm-hmm.
tell me a little bit more about that.
Well,
how does that show up?
Okay, I can talk about that sort of in different areas.
So just give me some examples.
Okay, so it's not an intellectual process at all. I can't explain it. It's a sense, an instinct. It's an instinct.
Okay.
So in my ceramic work, I will refine a piece. I will refine it and refine it and refine it and look at it and find what doesn't feel in balance and refine it and stay with it and stay with it and stay with it until it feels perfectly ordered to me, at least in my successful pieces, you know. But in the best work, there's that. And so it's almost like I'm truing it up to something that's not visible, but something I sense, feel, perceive.
I got it. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Even though coaches aren't supposed to have outcomes that we're looking for, but it's a recognition is more an accurate language.
Yeah.
Once you spoke it, I knew exactly what you were talking about. I love that I'm truing it up.
And I do it, too, in listening. Like, when I have personal conversations with friends, it's kind of the same thing, but in a completely different form, because I can hear where something's off. I can hear when somebody's speaking where it's off. And in my best moments, I can ask them questions to true it up, because I could just feel when it's true and feel when it's off.
Awesome. All right, cool. So when you think of, you know, your work, your business, what label do you give yourself?
A ceramic artist.
Okay. And that is the arena within which you want to play for the next 6 months, right? It's around the ceramic artist.
That's the one that,
Is it?
It's the one I'm playing with, yeah. It's the one that I've that's most real for me at this point.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, cool. So when you think of other ceramic artists, right,
mm-hmm.
what drives you crazy? Like when you look at other people's works, you know, other ceramic work.
I guess poor craftsmanship, sloppiness, bad studio habits, which has nothing to do with the work they do, but just people who don't take care of their studio, their materials, but bad craftsmanship and, all right, so something in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Poor craftsmanship, sloppiness, bad studio habits.
Mm-hmm. People, it's like there's a lack of respect in there or a lack, like something's off for me, like a lack of respect.
Mhm. That they don't honor the craft.
Yeah, that's good. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that completely. So I know that this is a little bit different. You asked some great questions, which would have been wonderful if the forum were up to have them up there, but. But when you individually emailed me, had some really great questions, and so some of it was around orienting a little differently than a practice or service oriented business like many of us may have, who are coaches or something like that. So what did you decide on? Because you told me that you sold to a number of different kinds of people. We were looking at your clients instead of your customers. Versus clients.
I was looking at individuals. Sometimes I sell to individuals, sometimes to stores, and sometimes to galleries.
Right.
They're all slightly different. So I chose individuals because ultimately, even if it does go to a store or a gallery, it's ultimately going to an individual, and that one had the most juice for me.
Yeah, and the key here is the most juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's the person who ends up with my work in their home or office or whatever.
Yeah. So in terms of it's not like a challenge for that person, but what would drive them to purchase a piece of ceramic art?
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I just read the notes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. They need beauty around them to inspire and uplift them. To shift their minds from the mundane to the transcendent, from unease to peaceful. They need beauty around them to be a portal to the non-visible. And then, like getting a little more practical, they need vases, lamps, bowls, etc., to provide functionality and create beauty and mood and feeling in their homes so that their physical space will give them a sense of well-being. They want objects that evoke a feeling of peace and transcendence to make their home restorative, a retreat.
Mm-hmm. So there's a physical aspect in terms of functionality, but a great portion of what's distinguishing to me is about the non-physical mm-hmm. aspects.
Yeah.
Of your work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is going to tie in with the other worksheet,
mm-hmm.
right? This gets into this in a lot more detail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the thing that you're, the differentiation for me here, with why you versus someone else has to do with the way that the work makes them feel and what it makes possible for them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think all artwork makes you feel something
mm-hmm.
and makes I mean, unless it's really bad, makes something possible. So I think it would be the distinction that my work is that would make it. I don't know. These are the thoughts that kind of get in that I get in trouble with.
Yeah.
It's like all art does that, so what's the big deal? But I think.
Well, I don't know if that's true, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because to me, the sense that I'm getting is that yours is an invitation to a different energetic. Because you're talking about a portal.
Yeah, that's my intention. That's certainly my intention in doing it, and what I intend and hope for it to be.
Yeah, because.
And there's other people who, you know, there's other a lot of artists that do that too. So it's.
Yeah, but I think that this.
That's going to resonate for some people and not others.
Absolutely. Yeah, and of course, like, how many of us are coaching the same kind of people already? Think about all the people that, I mean, Joanne and Sus and you and me, we're all saying that we love to dive deep.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, duh.
Right.
And yet we do our work differently.
Right.
And we're all deep engagers.
Right. And you each have a different energetic.
About the engagement of how we do that. You know, you heard even Joanne got very specific about the buried treasure thing. So this was like, yeah, buried treasure, but shedding light on it. You know, we each have our own nuance.
Right. And you each feel different. So one energy might feel better or more resonant than another.
Yeah, and a lot of what I've been discovering, Susie, is that, and I used to tell this to the art, because I don't know if I told you, but I used to have an art gallery.
Oh, nice.
For a very brief period. For like 2 years, my husband and I, we had a Latin American art gallery.
Mm.
And I remember that I used to say to the artists, you know, don't come in here like acting like the artist. You know, and just, you know, waiting for people to, you know, like kind of lurking in the background. People want to experience you,
mm-hmm.
and they want to have an experience of your work. And, I mean, anybody that collects art, anybody that has art, real art,
mm-hmm.
you know that this is, for me, it's like I want to know about, you know, the piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet, for me, I like knowing the artist. You know, and talking to them about the piece of work and how it came about and having the energy of this person, you know, captured on a canvas or in a ceramic or the energy of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, that's what art is, too. But there's something also that ties into this truing up,
mm-hmm.
which I think makes yours unique.
Okay.
That's just my own sense.
Mm-hmm.
So some of it might be around this element of activating what's true in people.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a, you know, that's just a hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is all for percolation.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I think also that it has to do probably with how you sell in terms of some kind of access to you. There may be your work of art, Susie. I'm just getting intuitive hits, so I'm just sharing with you.
Okay.
So it may be about not only your ceramic, but integrating your ceramic work with other aspects of your being and things that you can offer.
Okay.
Yeah, like off the top of my head, I just got things about, you know, what if you could show people how to be true in doing a ceramic piece? Not to say that you have to be a trainer or anything, but if you can give people an experience of this sensation of truing up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could free people to find their own way of truing up, whether it's through your ceramic, through your writing, through, I don't know, a workshop that you host, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about access to this experience that's your essence of something that you're so tapped into in terms of this harmony and order and truing up. So I'm just tossing stuff as it occurs to me. But I think it's very tied in to this truing. So it could be, you know, the places where people aren't in harmony, where they aren't in beauty, where they aren't tapped into their own sense of harmony and beauty, and how you can deliver an experience of that either through your ceramic work or through supplemental services or things that may arise.
Got it?
I mean, you're a lovely writer. And I just heard you for the first time yesterday.
Thank you. I never think of writing as my medium.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? But your writing was very beautiful.
Thanks.
So anyway, we're going to explore. We're going to play. Who knows? But the thing is, this isn't about deciding. This is about playing with the energy of what's coming through you.
Mm-hmm.
And just allowing, just unhooking from all these assumptions and these ideas of what is a ceramic artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what does that mean? That's another complete exploration that we can have another time.
Mm-hmm.
I think even ceramic artists, even though that can be one of the streams in which you show up, I think a lot of what you're talking about is some of what, who was it that was talking, Linda was talking about life artistry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a lot of what I feel I do, I resonate a lot with a lot of what, you know, all the coaches and energy workers are, you know, say, like a similar purpose and intention through a different form, a different medium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, because I think also, this is just my own personal experience around artists,
mm-hmm.
is that there's a new way to experience art, and I think that just, you know, creating art and then just selling it in the old paradigm ways, so that, to me, that's done.
Mm.
That was my experience as having an art gallery. It just doesn't work. I don't know. I just didn't find that it worked for the majority of artists.
Mm.
You know, there's other things you can do, you know, like there's licensing and, you know, depending on what kind of art you do, there's other mediums, but I think that there's a new way of getting art into the world.
Hmm.
That's just my own sense, and I think that it's tied into the experiential. It's giving people opportunities. There's a huge education piece around art, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't educated to appreciate art. People go and buy, you know, IKEA art. I cringe, I swear.
I'm with you.
You know, like, you can buy an original piece of art from someone for as little as, you know, $100, $200. I mean, of course, you can spend hundreds, thousands of dollars, too. But there's, like, living artwork that's out there all over the place. There's just people doing brilliant. I was just at Susan Jones's recently. She hasn't been painting a lot. And I saw some of her old painting, and I was like, oh, my God, woman, you're just, like, extraordinary.
Mm.
And it's because we're tied into, you know, an old paradigm way of artistry, having to be like, oh, okay, I have to sell my artwork. I'm not saying don't sell your artwork, but I think that there's a more creative way to be with art, and I think there's a huge piece around educating people. People don't know. A good number of people aren't educated around art, around having this sense of order and balance and beauty and what's true as part of, you know, your everyday experience in your home.
Hmm.
You know, so anyway, so I know I'm past the time and we haven't finished through the worksheet, but was that helpful?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it's opened up like a lot of things that, you know, you talk about percolating. There's like, I got a few little pots going now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I mean, there's more. You know, I could have worked with you longer on this, but I realize now we're at 3:40, and I really do need a couple of minutes before my next interview, and I do want to close up. I want to come to a close. But thank you so much, Susie, for stepping up.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope the rest of you folks got to get a sense of, you know, how I'm playing with. It's just, you know, deep listening, engagement, questions, feeling in, witnessing her brilliance, plucking pieces here and there, continuing the conversation. I percolate, she percolates, And Susie will continue percolating. And I'll bet you others on this call are also percolating. So that's the idea. And so was that helpful? I'm just going to go on interactive for a moment. Was that helpful, folks?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right, cool. Anybody who's on the call that hasn't checked in and would like to check in before we go? Okay. As usual, I would love feedback from you. Anything that that you'd like more of, anything that was particularly helpful, I look forward to playing. I've got another worksheet that I'm working on, which is the why one. So there'll be three worksheets this month. Two of them are up there already. So the next step is I should have the forum up hopefully by today or tomorrow. And so just start partnering up with other folks. I'll send invites to the forum so you can go up there and say hi. And then just start connecting and coaching each other around this and start, you know, drilling down and getting the bits. Come to the call next Wednesday if you can. If not, look for the replay so that you can see about who to connect with. Linda has says that she wants to step up as a facilitator, as a leader. So fantastic. Anybody else that wants to step up? And this just means leading the energy of the group, you know, you being the scaffolding for the experience, because everyone is going to leaderfully share. So all it is, you know, just, you know, it's the facilitation part, which, of course, is going to be, you're going to just get so much out of it, so much more by stepping up. So thank you, Linda. That's it for now. I'm going to make a couple of changes in the membership. Those of you that are here, you're on the platinum, you also get the gold and the silver. You're still going to get the same stuff, but I've decided that I'm actually going to move the live energy shift calls to the silver, because I think there's something really powerful about people being able to show up live on the calls. You get it all anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference. It's going to be in a different spot. And I'm going to put out Solera and Centauri's interview for the month. I'm also going to pluck out that one Energize Your Business exploration that Solera led us to, because I think that's really powerful, and we should be doing that. That's another thing you can do on your calls. I'll go into that next week when we have that call on the groups. So thank you, everybody, for an extraordinary call. I really appreciate you and what you're stepping up for and who you're being. And I look forward to your feedback, your questions, and continued exploration. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, darlings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.